Well, good morning. If this is the first time that you have tuned in to us, my name is Keith Anderson, and I am the pastor of New Harvest Christian Fellowship. To our church family, well, this is the first time that we've ever had to do this before, and I want to thank you so much for your patience. I want to thank you for your support and the decision that we made. One of the most important things as pastor that I wanted to do is to respect our community, to respect those that are in our fellowship, and truly to respect the governmental leadership who was requesting that all assemblies would be less than 10 people. So I just want to thank you so much. I think the best way for us to begin today is a word of prayer. So let's bow our heads and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity, even in this social media type platform, to still have a word from you. I pray that you would be with this fellowship. I pray that you would be with every person that is listening and watching. And Father, we ask today in Jesus' name that you would rebuke the storm that is raging in our country. And Father, the Bible says we're two or three gathered together and agree, and we ask anything in Jesus' name, we could have it. And I know that we all agree, and we are thanking you in advance that this coronavirus, Father, will be put down and bow to the name of Jesus Christ. We love you. I pray that you give us all ears to hear today and eyes to see and a heart to receive. And we want to bring you all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we are going to talk about the storm. There's definitely a storm that is raising, and it's called the coronavirus. And the question that has to be asked and candidly answered in all of our lives is, how do we respond? What do we do in the midst of this? We've never had to be self-quarantined. We've never had to stay away from our friends and our family that much. And it's a difficult, difficult thing for us, but it's what we have to do. So we're going to make the best out of it. God's got the answers for us. He is still God, no matter that we're in the midst of the storm. And today we're going to learn specifically, how do we respond when we're in a storm like we are today? In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 and 36, are the verses that we're going to go through. So if you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 4, and we're going to begin in verse 35. We'll end with verse 31. So I'll give you just a couple minutes, but again, Mark chapter 4, verse 35 is where we're going to begin. So it says, on that day, when the evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. And Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And then in verse 39, it says, "And he got up, and he rebuked the wind. He said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you afraid? And why do you still have no faith?' They became very much afraid. And then they said one to another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? The first question that I want to propose to you today is, what is your foundation built upon? When we face the storms, as the Bible said just a minute ago, when evening came, there is something in the natural, and I also believe in the supernatural, that when the light turns to darkness, or when day turns to night, that there is a perception, a sensory perception built within that we feel different. In the natural, you can walk down a street during the day and you feel okay. But yet at night, when you begin to walk down a street, a very dark street by yourself, you begin to get this eerie kind of feeling. You get afraid. You are more concerned. There's anxiety that begins to rise. Well, in the supernatural, honestly, it's the same thing. When we begin to walk in the darkness of our spiritual lives, well, there's this eerie sort of feeling that we have. We worry more. There's more anxiety. There's more fear in our life than ever before. And when fear comes, one of the things that we find out is, what is our foundation built upon? You know the scripture that the Lord tells us how we're supposed to build our foundation. You can build your foundation on sand. And if you do, when the wind blows and the storms come, it will wash out the foundation. Or we can build our foundation on the Word of God, which is the rock. And no matter what kind of storm blows in, then we have a foundation, a sure foundation that we can stand upon. I know that this is some scary times, but we cannot live our lives by fear. We honestly have to live our life by faith. And the way that we do that is to begin to build a foundation, a spiritual foundation on the rock, and his name is Jesus Christ. Another question that I want you to look at is that, who are you listening to? Listening has to come before talking. In this scripture, Jesus told his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." It's very easy in the midst of the storm to forget about what we've been told. I don't think when the disciples got in the boat that they even heard what Jesus said. He said, "Let us get in the boat." That meant that he was with them. It's very easy today for us to listen to the news. And I believe that the news, in all honesty, in an effort to sell, they create this chaos, this sense of fear that so many people are having. You can see on the news, you can see on Facebook, the fights in the store over paper towels and hand sanitizer and over toilet paper, some of the necessities that we have, and people are hoarding those things. But listening has to come before talking. We joke about it, but God's given us two ears and he's given us one mouth. It means that we need to listen twice as much and talk less. Well, in the scripture, the disciples had no idea that they were going to go over in the midst of a storm. And again, I don't think they even listened to what Jesus was saying, but he said to them, "Let us go to the other side." Well, scripture tells us that our Lord will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. Scripture tells us that we have been crucified with Christ. The life that we have is no longer ours, because Christ lives in us and we live by the faith of the Son of God. So not only do we have to be careful about our foundation, but you also have to be very careful to listen to what God has to say and not fall prey to the evil one. If you listen to the news today, it's a pretty bleak picture. But if we stand on the Word of God in Psalms 91, which we talked about last week when we did meet, it says that those who will dwell in the shelter of the Most High, that means the refuge, that place of safety, can abide under the shadow or in the shadow of the Almighty. And honestly, that's the best place for you and I to be. Another piece of this scripture, it says, leaving the crowd, they took him along. Your choice, your consequence. That's the next point of this message. We've said many times when we face the storms of life, there's two things that are going to happen. Either you're going to run from the Lord or you're going to run to the Lord. When we run from the Lord, that's a choice, and candidly, that's a consequence that we will suffer in our life, because when we run from the Lord, we're running from the one that can help us the most. And we're running from him, and that is because of fear, and that is because our foundation has not been built upon the rock. But again, it's your choice, your consequence. What I encourage all of us to do is that we need to run to the Lord, because if we run to him, he is the only one that can help us in the midst of the storm, even that we're facing today. He is the one that has authority over nature. He is the one that has authority over everything, because he has built this earth. Some people are going to ask, well, why are we going through this? I'm going to say today that number one, it's evil. And I believe evil wants to create fear in our country. But I also believe that our God is saying, you keep pushing me out, and I'm going to show you specifically what a world is when I'm out of the picture. What we need to do as a church more than ever is that we need to seek him. The Bible says if God's people would humble themselves and pray and seek his face, then he would forgive our sins. He would hear from heaven and he would heal our land. So my encouragement with you, no matter where you are right now, no matter how fearful you might be, make sure that you take Jesus along with you. Now, one of the other points in this message, which I think is very important, is that your actions are teaching others. Very easy for us to say that we're Christians. It's very easy for us to play this Christian game. It's a total different picture when not only do you talk the talk, but now you have to walk the walk. In this, it said other boats were with him. Well, these are the disciples. The disciples just left witnessing a miracle. They saw Jesus take a little piece of fish and a little piece of bread and miraculously feed 5,000 men plus their wives and their children. So they saw the miracle. And what's important for us, everybody in this church has truly witnessed miracles through the membership of this church. God has done such miraculous things, but it's very easy in the midst of fear for us to back away and for us out of fear to run from versus to the Lord. But you can't remember or forget that your foundation is what is most important. If you build it on the sand, you're going to sink. If you build it on the rock, then you're going to be able to stand in the midst of the storm. Well, another portion of this scripture says, and there arose a very fierce gale of wind. Well, here's one guarantee in life. It's not if, it's when. Our Lord has told us all throughout the scripture that the devil comes to kill and steal and destroy. He also said there's going to be trials and there's going to be tribulation. But he says, fear not, I'm the one that has overcome the world. So we shouldn't look at this storm as something strange. We ought to look at this storm in a way to go, the Lord promised us that we would go through trials and tribulations. And we should understand what Satan's task is. He is seeking right now, because he's acting like a roaring lion, one of the scriptures says, but he's seeking who he can devour. And we have said this before. When a serpent who can't see at all, but he smells, he is going to go after the one that's stirring up the dust. And what you and I have got to learn how to do in the midst of the storm is to stand still and to listen to the word of God and to stand on that rock which we have built our foundation upon. So again, it's not if a storm is going to happen. The key in the midst of this is when it's going to happen. And on this day, when Jesus told them, let us go to the other side, they weren't even thinking about the storm. But a storm happened, and it was a very severe storm. And candidly, we are in a very severe storm today. Now, I think another question that a lot of people want to ask is, again, why? And I have to tell you today, I don't have the answer. But this did not catch God by surprise. God knew that we were going to be in a storm in 2020. God knew that the coronavirus was going to strike the world. And I believe that God knew that the coronavirus was going to come to America. Well, we go back to the very question at the beginning, how are we going to respond? It begins with, how are you going to build your foundation? You're going to build it on the sand, or candidly, are you going to build it on the rock? The other piece that we talked about is that when you live in darkness, very easy to fall in fear. And what we need to do is constantly search for the light, and the scripture is the light that will guide the path in the storm that we're currently in. So again, the Bible says that Jesus himself was in the stern asleep. So do we think that Jesus is sleeping right now? No. He understands exactly what we're going through. Jesus knew this when the beginning of time was created, and he knew where we would be today. Didn't catch him by surprise, but it sure caught us by surprise. So again, how do we respond from here? It's difficult for us, but the point is, we always have to be honest with ourselves. Some people would go, if you're fearful, then you have no faith. That's not true. Other people would say, if you're living with anxiety, you don't have any faith. Well, that's not true. If you're a born-again believer, the Bible says that God has given all of us a measure of faith. So we all have faith, and sometimes we exercise faith in a very larger area in our life. The Bible says if we have just the faith of the size of a mustard seed, we could say to the mountain, move from here to there. So we all have faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it is important again for us to get back into the word. So if you're scared, it's okay. If you're fearful, it's okay. If there is uncertainty in your life, it's okay. What you have to be able to do is to be honest with the Lord and to go, Lord, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I'm fearful because the disciples were in the midst of the storm. The disciples were scared. But what did they do? They didn't run from Jesus. They ran to Jesus. And then they asked the question, do you care? Well, we know that Jesus cares. I mean, he gave his life for us, so we know that he cares. He has given us tools so that you and I, in the midst of the storm, can get to the other side. He has given us biblical promises. The Bible says that we can, what we bind on earth, and right now I believe the Christian community needs to get on their knees and they need to begin to bind this coronavirus. And the biblical promises is what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Well, the Bible also says what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And I believe that you and I need to begin to speak the words that we loose health into this society. The scripture talks about that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. And we have to, and we talked about it last Sunday, we have to be very careful, church, what we say. I've heard people say the coronavirus is going to wipe out the country. Well, I don't want to say that. People are going to say and have said, oh, we're going to die. Don't want to say that either. And again, the Bible is so clear that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So what we need to do is begin to pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We need to get on our face, seek the Lord. He'll forgive our sins. And then his promise is that he would heal our land. But we also need to do the things that God has asked us to do. And he says that you and I have authority over the evil one. Well, if we have authority over the evil one, and if we're fearful, then we need to put down the fear. We need to start speaking biblical promises in our life and understand that God is greater than anything that evil could do to you and to me. So if you're fearful, be honest. I remember a book I think Max Lucado wrote years ago, Jesus loves you just the way you are, but he doesn't want you to stay that way. If you're fearful, that's the way you are, but he doesn't want you to stay that way. So be honest with him, but run to him in the midst of your fear, and he'll do some miraculous things for you. In the story of the disciples, Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind. And see, I believe that we worship the same God today that they worshiped back then, and the same God that we will worship in the years to come. So if it's the same God, then what he did for them, he'll do for you and me. And it's the only time in Scripture that you'll actually see where Jesus was sleeping, he was lying down in the stern of the boat, and he got up. He literally took a stand on their behalf. And he rebuked the wind. So the point is, if he did it for them, he'll definitely do it for you and for me. I believe in our Christian walk, not just with this coronavirus, but before it was Ebola and before it was swine flu, and there's been all sorts of different viruses that have been in this world. But I believe it's all about his words. And when he took a stand on behalf of the disciples, understanding that they were fearful and scared, and honest, he said to the sea, hush, be still. And there was a perfect calm. Now, when he originally got up, it said that he rebuked. And the word rebuke means he commanded. He commanded that the storm be still. And I think now this is a time more than ever that we are mindful of the words of our Lord. Number one, he said, I'll never leave you and I'm never going to forsake you. He said also he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power. He also said that you and I had power over the evil of this world. Acts says that you and I will receive miraculous power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. You and I have been given so much that would help us get through the storm, but we forget about the words that are in the Bible. It is important for us in the days to follow that you open up that word, that you seek his word, that you read his word. And again, why do I want you to read the word? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's very easy for us to fall in the darkness. It's very easy for us to begin to live in fear. You know, some people will say, well, we shouldn't fear. There's a reality out here. The reality is that there is a coronavirus that is killing people. It's a virus that makes people sick. But I also believe as a Christian that if we stand on the word of God, and again, Psalms 91 is the favorite verse for me, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High can abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And what you and I need to do is listen to the words that our Lord speaks. If you listen to Psalms 91, it says that he's given his angels charge over us and that they would pick us up with their hands. And in doing so, we wouldn't hit our foot against a stone. So listen to the word of God, because I honestly believe it's all about the words. That's why when Moses was about to cross the Red Sea, the people were afraid, just like people are afraid today. And Moses told them, be still and watch the salvation of your Lord today. But also Moses was told by God, why are you complaining to me today? See, God doesn't want us to complain in the midst of the storm, because he told Moses, tell your people to go. And as a pastor of New Harvest, I'm telling our membership, let's go. Let's take the authority over the storm. Let's stand in faith. Let's pray for each other. And let's build this foundation that we had on the rock. And that's the most important thing that we could do. Because if we do, what we will find is what they found, that there was a perfect calm. And what we need now in this time of crisis, in this storm, is a perfect calm. And again, it's going to come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, he asked a question, and I think it's an important question for all of us. The storm blew. It was in the middle of the night. It's dark. And again, we talked about how the darkness, if you're not where you need to be, will take you places that you don't want to go. But what he asked them is a question that I think he would ask us today. Why are you afraid? And why do you still have no faith? Well, if our Lord is Lord over everything, if our Lord created everything, which I believe that he did, then our Lord has control. And I believe that our God is looking for us today, because we know that God left heaven, came to earth. We know that he came in the form of Jesus Christ. We know that Christ lived 33 years. We know that he had a ministry that lasted 3 years, that he was crucified, that he gave up his life on the cross, that he died and was buried. And in just a couple weeks, we're going to celebrate Easter. And I love the statement, but it says, but on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And I'm so excited about that piece of it, is that he rose from the dead. You and I don't worship a dead God. We said last week in Psalms 91 that he has given his angels charge over us. And depending upon the translation that you read, One of the great things about it is when Mary and the other Mary had gone to the grave, their question was, who's going to roll the stone away? When they got there, there was an angel on top of the rock, and he said, I know who you're looking for, but he's not here, for he is risen just as he said. There's another translation when they went to the tomb, the rock had been rolled away, and they walked inside. They saw the angel sitting inside, and he showed them where Jesus's head was and where his feet were, and he says, come on in, look. And I believe that that's what Jesus wants us to do today, is to come and look in the Word and find the promises. And one of the greatest promises of all was that he's not there. He rose just like he said. So you and I need to come, but we need to come look in the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and again, hearing by the Word of God. So why are we afraid? Because if we have a Lord whose name is Jesus Christ, the Bible says that everything will bow to that name. And we know what we're facing today. It is a coronavirus. That is the name. And I believe if we got together in agreement, took a stand as brothers and sisters in Christ, rebuked the evil that we are facing in this world, the Word says that God's Word will not come back void. The Bible talks about how the Word was designed for a specific purpose. Then I also believe that we can speak to the coronavirus, and it too shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ. So why should you be afraid? We shouldn't. Because again, fear takes you places that you don't want to go. But the next question is, why do you still have no faith? Well, I believe that we do have faith if you're a born-again believer. I do think sometimes our faith is stretched a little bit, but we need to be remindful of the definition of faith. Faith is being sure of what you hope for, and it's the evidence of things that we have not seen. Well, I do believe by faith that God's in control. I do believe that our Lord Jesus Christ, that everything will bow to the name of Jesus Christ. But I also believe, even though that the Holy Spirit is with us, he convicts us, he comforts us, he guides us and leads us, I believe that God has done everything that he promised to do. I also believe today that God is looking at the church to go, I've done my part. Now you have to do yours. Well, what is that part? And I said before, we need to take a stand, and we need to stand in agreement. We need to repent of our sins. We need to make sure that our lives are where they need to be, not by works in any way, but again, the Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. It's not a matter of sinning. The issue is that we repent, because we've got a God that loves us so much, a God that has saved us by his grace and mercy. There's unconditional love in this picture, but I believe that God says, I've given you the word, I've given you the authority. Now you guys need to go out and begin to deal with that authority. And could you imagine what would happen if the whole Christian community would truly take this serious, that it says we're two or three gathered together and agree on anything that they ask, then God would do it through Jesus Christ for us. And if we ask it in Jesus's name, I believe that this virus would stop today. But the world has gone astray. And I believe in a lot of ways, just like 9/11, people got scared and they just ran back to church. And I believe when the virus is over, the churches are gonna be packed once again. And I pray that this time they stay packed, because they find out that Jesus Christ is truly the answer to the problems that you and I have. Well, the other thing that I want to kind of wrap this message up with today is this, that it all begins and it ends with a relationship. If you have prayed to receive Christ, then you have access to God. Jesus Christ said that no one gets to the Father except through him. Well, if you are a Christian, then you know that you have access to God 24 hours a day. And again, not just today, but every day of our life, we need to pray without ceasing. And this is an awesome time where we need to pray, and we do it without ceasing. Because I believe that God is looking, as the Bible says, to and fro for people who are serious about Him. And I believe that this is a time that Christians need to take this whole coronavirus very serious, not in fear, but by faith, believing that we, through the power that God has given us, can take authority over the evil that would seek to destroy. If you don't know Jesus Christ, then I don't know a better day than today for you to meet Him. And if you would allow me, Romans 10:9-10 says this, that if, so you have a choice, would confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you would be saved. Because it's with your mouth you confess, but it's with your heart that you believe. Everybody has heard of God. So many people have heard about Jesus. But the devil knows who God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are. But what I'm asking you to do today is to take a 10-inch journey that's from your head all the way down to your heart. And the other question that I want to ask you today is this. If you died today, do you have certainty in your life that you would be in heaven with your Lord? I know that a lot of people in our church can answer that question, and they know beyond any doubt in their mind that they would be in heaven. But if you don't know, then today's the day to lock that in. And what I'm asking you today is if you would say to me, well, Pastor Keith, I can't answer that question. I don't know. Then what I'm going to ask you to do right there where you sit, wherever you're at, is to say this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, today where I sit, in the midst of all of the confusion, in the midst of this coronavirus, I confess today that you're my Lord. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. And I just want to say thank you for saving me today. If you are one of those individuals that have prayed that prayer, would you call us at New Harvest? I have so much more I would love to share with you. Or honestly, if you are going to a different church, then you call your pastor and tell him what you did today. Because the most important thing about this virus today and the fear that we're having is that it all starts with the relationship that we have with Christ, and candidly, it all ends with the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Because if you have that relationship, you will build your life on a rock. And if you build your foundation on the rock, no matter if the wind blows, no matter if the rain falls, no matter even if your boat begins to sink, your boat will never sink where Jesus Christ is. We love you. We thank you so much for today. I can't wait till we get back together to meet in church again. I just pray so hard for y'all that you can't and won't let this virus just wrap you into a bundle of fear. God bless you, and I can't wait to see you, and we'll see you the next time around.